Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to another weekend release, our bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze in, random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. That's what the bonus episode's all about.
Well, yes, it is. And also today, special touch, we have a guest coming on.
Oh, a guest.
I'll tell you more in a minute, but shall we do the correspondence first?
Let's do it. First piece of correspondence. Please, William Hanson.
Dear William, do you have any other plans to visit other Arabian countries teaching etiquette? As much fun as it was to say you were in Oman, and the fun that ensued, imagine being in a country the other side of Saudi Arabia and telling people I'm in Jordan. Yours sincerely, James Garner.
Can we just clear up for any G and Divas? Have you ever been in Jordan before?
Well, do you know what? I do have a contact in Jordan, and we were messaging whilst I was away. So it could be, fingers crossed, next year, if all goes well, that I am deep in South Jordan.
Have you actually been to the country, Jordan?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, okay.
But fingers crossed. And also, James Garner is from North Wales, from a village that is spelled H-A-W-A-R-D-E-N, but it's pronounced Harden.
No, it isn't.
Yes, you've got his book here. Yes. Okay, next piece of correspondence, before we get to our special guest. Do you remember Dave? He was the guy whose accountant saw that he'd been delivered some bottom slave hot pants and a cocksucker face mask. Well, he's got back in touch with producer Ben.
Oh, yes.
You can read into that what you will, about what he did with our advice. And he says, hello, producer Ben. I decided just to own it. I replied to her that she could just cancel the bill in the company system as it was misdirected. I apologised if the item descriptions had caused any offence, as it's not exactly safe for work wording. She took it very well and said he must be a good friend to send me such gifts. I have since had the opportunity to try out the shorts and hood. Good, this is the information we didn't request. And they are fantastic. One day soon, I hope I can find someone I can try out a dressing gown belt with. Love the show. Hashtag let producer Ben speak. And his dog is adorable. That's Diego.
Thanks, Dave. Well, maybe Ben could walk you and Diego one day around the park.
Yes, whilst dressed in such shorts. And of course, it's mandatory to wear a face covering in certain places. So, yes. This is making me feel physically sick.
That's good. No, look, that's good, though. Actual advice. That's what this bonus episode's all about. It's come down pretty well. We told Dave to own it. And there you go.
Thank you, Dave. Can I just put another shout out for the person who was next to Mikey and me on the tube? Mikey is desperate to know whether we were having an argument or what was happening. So could they please get in touch, even if we don't read it out? They want to know. Because apparently that particular route, Mikey says, it seems to constantly, not Mike and I don't argue at all, really, but that is the route that we apparently normally have an argument on.
I love when that person got in touch and said, it was you and Mikey, I wanted to come up and say hello. And I said to you, I bet you're having an argument. And you didn't go, oh, don't be daft, we never argue in public. You were just like, yeah, could have been.
Yes, maybe. Shall we go to our guest?
Oh, yeah, who've we got?
And we've got the pleasure of inviting a G and Diva onto our weekend release. Now, this G and Diva has been very close to you, Jordan. but you didn't realise that Hannah was there. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you going?
We're fine, thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me.
And, well, first of all, could you maybe, before we sort of tell Jordan what the connection is, maybe euphemistically or vaguely, when did you sort of last interact with Jordan?
It was before Christmas.
Okay, it was before Christmas. Very before Christmas or a little before Christmas?
Maybe a month or so before Christmas.
A month or so. Jordan, any ideas? What did you do a month or so before Christmas?
I was in Wales.
You were in Wales. Yes, we don't like to mention it, but that's what Jordan was doing. So, and what does, how would you describe your job to other people, Hannah? In euphemistic terms.
It's quite interesting. Worked with a lot of different characters. No day was ever the same.
Okay. How long have you done this job?
Well, this was kind of a one-off job, but I've worked with this particular company kind of since late 2019.
Oh, right.
But this was kind of a fairly new experience for me too.
Did you work on the show? Did you work on I'm a Celeb?
Yes, I did.
You did?
And in which department? You can maybe spell it out to Jordan now.
I was in the critters department.
Oh. Critters. Were you one of those horrible, scary people that had the hat on and the mask?
Horrible and scary is maybe, but maybe not the words that I would have used.
Because I didn't see any of your faces. You had a hat on, you wore that uniform, you would have seen it on television. Was that you?
Yeah.
Was that you?
Yeah.
No way.
I was more behind the scenes than on screen, but I had my little gilet and hat.
So, in particular, what roles did you have in the critters department that relate to Jordan?
So the main one, which was the reason that I got in touch, was during the night of the final, I was responsible for putting the snakes through to you in the Iron Maiden.
Oh, shut up.
So all I could hear was you going, Aunt and Dec, can I have your autograph?
Oh, my God. Was that actually you? Because do you remember at the end, I was so desperate to get out, I nearly broke my ankles.
Yeah, so I wasn't, you wouldn't have seen me then because I still stayed behind because I have to make sure no snakes are coming out of there. But I heard it all.
So let me get, how that was 50 snakes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you, and your job's to handle snakes?
Yes.
And what, how did you get into that role? What? Just in general, not necessarily to do with the castle.
It was through somebody that I know, so it's not my full-time role. I actually work in higher education, but which is quite different.
Few snakes there.
But it was through somebody I know. They know that I've always been like interested in animals and quite good with animals, and they introduced me to this company, and we do like educational wildlife talks for kids and that kind of thing. But they also source and supply animals for film and TV. So last Christmas, December 2019, I took a miniature Shetland onto This Morning, and I thought my life can't get any weirder than this. And then it did.
And then you're there feeding snakes to Jordan.
Don't worry, William's done worse things on This Morning.
And what type of snakes were they?
They were North American corn snakes that Jordan
North had. American corn snakes. So they were all like that. And can they, I mean, could they kill you?
No, people have them as pets.
Oh, right.
So these snakes, when you say corn snakes, mm-hmm. it sounds quite tame, but they were quite big, weren't they?
Sure.
Were they the biggest snake you'd ever seen, Hannah?
Absolutely not.
No, exactly. I think they were quite small in the grand scheme of things.
Victoria had the biggest snake.
Did she?
Yeah, she had Burmese pythons, so I think Jordan got off lightly.
Oh, God. So these corn snakes, like 50 of them, does that mean there was 50 at the back, or do you have to count them?
Yeah, so we had to count them and make sure we had the right amount, obviously, beforehand.
Do you put a little barcode on them or something?
Shane used to say this all the time. He used to say, you've got 10,000 bugs on you now. And Shane used to always say, how do they know 10,000? Like, there's some Welsh bloke going, one, two, oh, wait a minute, I've lost my place now. Like, one, two.
Sorry, where's this guy from?
Wales. I have so many questions. So you're a Gene Diva, you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So I basically wrote in to apologise and say, sorry, can I still be part of the G&D family?
No, you can't.
I thought it might get read out on like a bonus one, but it'll probably just get ignored. And then the next thing I know, I'm sat in Sex with My Boss waiting room on Zoom.
Right, so when you were putting these snakes in the Iron Maiden that was in the last track, did you already listen to the podcast before that?
Yeah, I've been listening for a little while.
How weird was it to be feeding snakes to Jordan?
Very weird. Very weird, yeah. Like being so close but not actually being able to see him. And, you know, I would have said something nice if I could.
How did it make you feel? Did you feel sort of quite powerful, like you were, ha-ha, I'm getting my revenge on Jordan? Or did you feel pity, sorrow?
It's hard because I'm not afraid of snakes. I didn't have as much pity. Personally, I don't like spiders. So if it had been something buggy, I might have had a bit more pity.
Okay.
And it does kind of bring out a side of you you don't know exists. Like, for example, when Giovanna was doing her eating trial beforehand, I was also a bit hungry and I was like having a little Kinder Bueno. And I kind of enjoyed it more knowing that, you know, other people were having to eat lamb balls or whatever she had. it brings out a side of you you don't know exists.
You're in a very exclusive position, Hannah, because normally people who see Jordan in a compromised position where he's tied down, there's a dressing gown perhaps involved or something. But you're one of very few, well, I say very few, that have seen him restrained, tied down and behind Jordan. Many people's dreams.
Oh, Hannah, it's a small world. But I thought like that last trial was probably the scariest, that and the Viper Vault. But I thought towards the end, like, my confidence had grown massive. Like, at the start, I would never have gotten that. Never in a million years.
No, I thought you smashed it. And I think it probably helped that you didn't know it was going to be snakes in there because you got straight in.
I didn't know. I think they didn't tell me before that it was going to be snakes. They just said animals, because I thought there'd be a few snakes. But again, if I knew there were going to be 50 snakes, probably wouldn't have got in.
Yeah, because I wasn't there for the whole time, so I watched the first week on telly before I arrived. So I only saw what everybody saw of the Viper Vault, and it was very different to that, I think.
Did you have to do anything with rats?
You know what, William? The rats are my favourite.
Oh, you were doing so well.
I knew that wasn't going to go down well. No, I spent a lot of time with the rats. They're just so cute.
No, they're not, Hannah.
They're adorable.
What do you feed the corn snakes on?
They eat mice.
Yeah, I thought they would. Could they eat a rat, or are they too small?
No, they could probably eat a rat.
They could eat me. They nearly ate me.
No, all 50 of them you, Jordan.
All 50 of them could have eaten me.
It was like, honestly, I've seen bigger jelly snakes in the sweet shop.
They were massive. And if you're scared of snakes, no matter what size they are, even the small ones freak out just as much.
Yeah, fair enough.
Gosh, well, bless you. Well, so in Hannah's letter, as she mentioned, she wanted to know whether she could still be a G&D diva after putting you through one of the worst experiences of your life. Jordan, what do you think? Do we let Hannah stay as a G&D diva, or do we ban her for life?
Yeah, I think we should let Hannah stay, because even though
I think we should let Hannah stay.
The most horrific 10 minutes of my life, you know, it's made me a better person, a better man.
So would you do it again?
God, no.
Ben, make a note. That's the tour, second half of the tour scrapped.
Hey, if there's any stakes on our tour, tickets for that are on the website now, I am not coming. I'm not coming. You and Hannah can do it. I'm not coming.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Hannah, thank you so much indeed for taking the time to write and for coming on to our weekend release.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah. Lovely to meet you again.
You too.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, Hannah was lovely.
She was lovely. I feel I've bonded with Hannah. Hannah and I have got a lot to talk about.
If you were given the chance, would you have loved to have put snakes in that coffin whilst I was in there without me knowing?
Yes, yeah. But probably much bigger ones that could actually do a little bit of damage.
Do you know what the worst thing is? Since I've come out of the castle and started to get more work, I've actually come across more snakes. And make of that what you will.
Oh, media.
Can I just say, actually, but everything I've done up to now, I've loved, and everyone's been great. So, yeah, that was a joke.
Nice.
That was a bit bad. See you on Tuesday, guys.
Another little admin moment. I've now got back from Oman. I'm going through all the handwritten correspondence that's been sent in. So thank you, everyone. I will get you a response soon. But some of you don't put your return addresses on. Now, I've got many powers, but I'm not psychic. I don't know where you live. I have no access to government databases, even though I'm very well connected. So please, if you would want a response from me, put your address on it. If you don't want one from me, that's fine. I won't take it personally. But if you do, pop a return address on, please.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Rant over. See you next Tuesday.
Don't end the podcast with that. That means something else.
I've ended the podcast with that so many times.
Yeah, I've only just switched on. Yes. See you next Tuesday, Slangford.
Yeah, goodbye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.